Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. For this week's devotion, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to look at a hymn from Christian worship. It's hymn 593. We're going to look at just a few of those verses. Now the light has gone away. Father, listen while I pray, asking you to watch and keep and to send me quiet sleep. Jesus, Savior, wash away all that I've done wrong today. Make me ever more like you, good and gentle, kind and true. Let my near and dear ones be safe with you eternally. Oh, bring me and all I love to your happy home above. One of the things that young children need and appreciate is routine, especially at bedtime. There's a bath, brushing teeth, at least one good read aloud, maybe a quiet song or two, a good night hug, just the right bear or doll or blanket to hold, and then lights are out. Those routines help to calm a child and ready them to fall asleep. The consistent routine can make a child feel safe. As Christian parents, we add another very precious step to this routine, a bedtime prayer. What a gift to share with a child. As they are settling into their beds, you remind them that you love them, that Jesus loves them, and that they can sleep well knowing that Jesus is always with them, even while they sleep. Today we look at a time-treasured hymn. Perhaps you learned it as a small child, or maybe it's new to you. As we look at the text, the author provides simple words as an evening prayer. In the first stanza, we ask God to listen, to watch over, and to grant quiet sleep. What soothing words these are at the end of a full day. The second stanza is a simple prayer of repentance. As the day comes to a close and we reflect, the struggles and failures of the day can be disappointing and even overwhelming. This prayer asks Jesus to wash them away even more than their evening bath washes away the dirt of the day's activities. And we are able to look to Jesus as our example of how to be ever kind and gentle. The final verse is spoken for those we love. While we so often pray for their health and well-being, this stanza is a prayer for what we want most for them, that they are always safe in faith in Jesus. We pray that they are faithful until they reach heaven. The words are simple, but the prayer is rich in meaning. May the Lord grant you and each child you know the peace that comes from Jesus each day. We pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with each child we serve and those in our families. Help us to teach them to pray, and to remind them of your love, your forgiveness, and your most precious gift of eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A question to consider. Perhaps you might consider teaching this to a young child, or if they are old enough, the children in your classroom. Could this be something to share with their parents? Could this be read at nap time? What are other ways you could use this prayer? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.